Hello, and welcome to Bridget Breaking Barriers presents Tales from Barrier Breakers. We are all barrier breakers, and on this newly formed or newly named podcast, I will share the stories of those who have chosen to break barriers in their lives. I'm super excited about this new podcast and all the different people that will have a chance to share their stories and be able to be a source of encouragement for you. So just sit back, listen, and enjoy. I hope you learn something new and continue to break barriers. Hello, and welcome to Bridget Breaking Barriers presents Tales from Barrier Breakers. It's been a while, I know. So I decided to pop in just to say hello. This won't be my typical podcast, but I know because it's been so long, I decided just to chime in just to say hello. How are you? How's life treating you? And also to share with you a few thoughts that I recently had. I shared a post on social media today called Thursday 3, where you post a selfie and you share three things that's going on with you at this time. And so one thing for sure that I should have included that I did not include was it's spring. It's allergy season. My allergies are doing its thing. So please forgive me if you hear a little congestion or if I sniffle. I will try my best not to. Or if I end up having to sneeze, I'm just having a moment. So if you have allergies, then you totally understand what I'm going through. Excuse me. So the three things that were on my mind today that I shared was one, that I was grateful that today was Friday Junior. Yes, Friday Junior. It's no longer Thursday. It is Friday Junior because I am excited that tomorrow is Friday. And I'm so ready for the weekend to have fun with my family and my friends. I have a few things planned, and so I'm just excited about that. As I was walking today on my lunch, I passed by some flowers. Now, granted, I pass by these flowers often. I'm sure I've seen it a few times. But today, I don't know. They just stood out to me. They were some white flowers. And I just thought they were beautiful. So I was walking and then I said, you know what? I'm going to go back around so I can take a picture of them. And I did just that. And because they caught my eye, I decided to include that in my Thursday 3. Because it just reminded me of the beauty of spring. Of course, there's some things that are not always beautiful about spring, such as allergies, you know, the itchy throat, the itching eyes, those types of things. But that's not the focus for today. The focus for today is the beauty of spring and the fact that things bloom in the spring. During the winter months, you notice that the leaves have fallen, they're gone. It's usually pretty bare. But during the spring, things become alive again. And so I would imagine that in this spring, things will become alive again for ourselves, for myself, and for you. And so I believe that there are some great things that will be bloomed in this spring, and I'm excited about it. Are you? The third thing that I shared was that I was focusing on my quiet time. So it's not enough for us to just pray to God and put our requests before God and say thank you and all those different things that we do in our prayer time, but also for us to take out some time to be quiet, to be still, to be able to hear from Him. And so during this time, I'm trying to be more intentional about quieting myself down and just having some quiet time just so that I can be able to hear from God. So I pray, I speak to him. I share my thoughts, my fears, my insecurities, whatever it is that I want to share, I share that with him. But I also need to allow time for him to speak back to me. So it also reminded me too that with those flowers that I was telling you about, they're white flowers. I don't know what kind, but there were some white flowers, which that's a whole nother thing, but I won't go into the color. But it reminded me, because I saw the flowers, it just reminded me of the beauty. And it also reminded me of God's beauty and how he speaks to us, even in the small, simple ways that we sometimes trivialize or we think that it's not that big of a deal. So sometimes when you feel that nudge to go and do a bike ride or go and just do something special with a friend or call a friend or whatever that thing may be, sometimes we see it as a small thing or a trivial thing. But I'm coming to recognize that those are things that God has pushed us to do. Perhaps that person that you reached out to or sent a text to was in need of a reach out. They just needed somebody to kind of reach out to them and let them know that they love them or that they were thinking about them. So never underestimate even the small things. Even being able for me to be able to see, number one, those flowers. And even though I'm not complaining, but I'm not excited about my allergies, it also reminds me that I'm still able to smell and I can taste and that my nose is working the way that it's supposed to work. It might be a little bit congested, but it's still working the way that it's supposed to work. And the biggest piece of all of that is that I'm still alive. I'm able to see, hear, smell, touch, just experience the beauty and the wonder of God. And so that in itself is a blessing. So we should not underestimate those simple yet small, beautiful acts of God that we see in our regular day-to-day life. So I just wanted to share just a few of those thoughts with you. And also, like I said before, I'm checking in. How are you? How are you doing? What's going on in your world? What are some things that have been happening in your week? What are some of the, I guess, highs or the things that you would say were a success for you in this week? Or some of the things that you said, hey, you know what? I could have did a little bit better with that. Because those are important too, right? And it's important to take time to sit back and think about those things so that you know how to get it right the next time around. Well, that's it for now. I know it's short and sweet and hopefully to the point. I hope again that you are doing well, that you are staying safe in these COVID streets. Don't believe the hype. COVID is real. It's still out there on the prowl. So you make sure that you stay safe, that you wash your hands, that you do take all the preventative measures that you need to take to make sure that you stay safe and your family stays safe. Until next time, ciao.